The two hoglets were called in from play when the meal was ready. Duddle pulled the raft from the bank, and it drifted down river, with the tiller lashed in position while they ate. There was thick watercress and turnip soup, warm brown wheat bread, a deep dish of cheese, mushroom and leek bake, and a blackberry jam roly-poly pudding with meadow cream. Afterward, they sipped borage and rosehip tea. Duddle went out on deck to tend the tiller, while the friends were entertained by young Clematis Rosalie, who recited a poem taught by her mamma.
I have learned to wash my paws and say sir and ma'am, and don't act daft when on this raft, lest I do come to harm. To sit up straight at table time and go to bed when told. Mama says I'm a precious hog. In fact, I'm good as gold. So there!
Young Arundo was about to flick an apple seed at her when he caught his mamma's stern eye, and he shrugged philosophically instead.
Sorry, I don't want my tail cut off with a single swipe.
Ahoy in the hut, mauling maid! All paws on deck and see this!
At the sound of Duddle's voice from outside, Bryony and Toggart left the table and went to see what he had found. Tutty set her stern gaze on the hoglets, who had half risen from the table.
Rhubarb and rosebuds, did any beast tell you two to move?
Arundo settled back glumly, making a chopping motion with his paws.
Famous story, chop off our tails.
The bodies of the two old foxes were caught up in the branches of a half-submerged bush in a shallow cove beyond a curve. Duddle pointed them out to the friends.
Dreadful end for any beast. Even two villains like them. How'd you figure it happened?
Toggart nodded knowingly.
I'll bet an acorn to an apple, t'wer master Vale did it.
Bryony wagged a reproving paw at the mole.
Oh, Toggart, how could you say that? Vale wouldn't have killed them. Perhaps it was just some kind of nasty accident.
Toggart turned away and trundled back to the hut, muttering.
Aye, and perhaps 'twill snow this evening, it being midsummer.
Sometime during the next night, when Vale lay sleeping on the willow trunk, a slipstream came up and flowed off on a slight slope. Not being awake to control the log, Vale slept on, unaware that the current had steered his craft off the main river. The willow trunk drifted silently into the slipstream, bearing the sleeping ferret away toward the distant mountains and fast-running rapids that led to a waterfall.